Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have two amazing guests, and we're going to get them to introduce themselves. Go ahead, boys.
Hey, it's Rob Sutherland from Cobra Sniper.
And Gregory Price from also Cobra Sniper.
From Cobra Sniper.
Yeah.
Yes, excellent. And tell me, how did you two meet?
I think we got into an argument at the playground where our daughters went to school about this other kid. And ever since then, we bonded over that. And we've been friends. And so we started playing together. And that was about a year and a half ago. Greg and I had both played in other bands together. But, you know, they just seemed to click really good with the guitars and the drums.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, did you guys want to talk about your other bands?
That goes way back.
It goes, oh, yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Like... Well, you. I mean, you were on tour. And
Yeah. And I used to tour, did tours around North America. I played in some electronic rock bands. Waiting for God was one.
Nice.
Obscure band. Numb was another one.
No way.
Yeah. So, had a history. And then I put it on hiatus for, I won't count, probably 20 years.
It was like 6 months, wasn't it?
Yeah. You don't count all the time in between, yeah.
Nice.
Okay, and you're going to tell me the story of the name of a Cobra Sniper. Oh, how did it become?
Well, I have to kind of edit the story just a little bit because there is a swear in it, so I will omit that swear from it. But, you know, on the old Nintendo Wii, there used to be a tennis game. All right. And my lady and I used to love playing that tennis game. You know, we get bored or whatever at the house and you're playing the tennis game. And so I would do this move where I would like whip the racket and it would like do this move. And I'd hit the ball and she couldn't get the ball. She gets so mad at me and she's like, "You're like a freaking Cobra Sniper." And I was like, "I wonder if that domain is available, Cobra Sniper." And it was. And I was like, "Well, I'm the Cobra Sniper."
You know? You're the Cobra Sniper.
When a lady names you, you know, a nickname, you've gotta keep it.
Right.
So that's where it came from.
I noticed on the on the Facebook page, you're also posing with a car in the back. So I wasn't sure if you had like a is it a GT Cobra? Is that?
Oh my gosh, that car is actually a Rolls Royce.
It's a Rolls
that
Royce
that I won in a. Believe it or not, a golf tournament. Oh. I was like playing this golf tournament. Some friends of mine invited me to, and I grew up playing so I can play. And I've never had a hole in one in my life. You know what I mean? Like never. And I played since I was a kid. And I came up to the tee box, and my friends were watching me. And I was like, "Hey, is that car still available to be won?" And they were like, "No." It was like, you know, par three. You're supposed to, you know, if you get a hole in one, you win the car. So I walked up to the tee box, hit the ball straight in the hole. And they were like, "I'm sorry, but the car's already been won. You don't win a car, even though it's your only hole in one in your life." And I was like, "Dang, that's some bad karma." And I got a call the next day from the dealership. And they're like, "Well, we own all these dealerships in town. Why don't we give you one of our cars for the week and give you a check to go play golf?" And you know, I was like, "Okay, whatever." And they're like, "By the way, we own the Rolls Royce dealership." So I went down. And they had the brand new Rolls Royce ready for me, and I got it for like a week, and I ended up taking it on a holiday to the island. And
wow.
It was really funny. And so a friend, you know, it being a band, my friends were like, you got to take pictures with it and use those for your promo and stuff like that. So that is where those photos came with that Rolls Royce.
Okay, excellent. Okay, yeah. But the Cobra Sniper is not from the Cobra GT.
It is not. It's actually from Nintendo.
Yes.
I mean, I am wearing sunglasses, but really I should be wearing, like, you know, thick horn-rimmed glasses, you know. I've been playing video games for a while, you know.
Okay, and you're going to perform live for us today. Please tell me about your instruments that you brought.
Well, I've got a lovely Tankamania guitar from 1976 that I got out of a trade deal because a friend of mine had no money one Christmas, and I bought his guitar off of him, and he was able to feed himself for the holiday. And I then didn't want that guitar, and so I found someone who wanted to trade me who was actually in America. And so I drove across the border and went down to Bellingham and met them in the parking lot there, and this was like their dad's guitar. And so for a very small investment, I got this guitar and traded it and brought it across the border. They didn't believe me. The people wanted to check my trunk. They're like, how could you not go down and do any shopping? You must have to play duty on it. And I said, well, no, like, it's, I traded this guitar. So they just let me across the border, and that's why I've had this one. I've had it for probably 10 years now.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, and you got the bongos in front of you.
I got the bongos
in front of me. Those are actually my daughter's bongos.
Those are his I stole them. He doesn't know that yet, but he just found out.
Yeah.
No, I just borrowed them. I, of course, play the drums, acoustic, live is what I do. And so, but I borrowed these for tonight so that we can, you know, jam out in here.
Excellent. Okay, 100%. And tell me about your first song.
Yesterday's already over. Funny story. Honestly, I was sitting at a bar one day, and it was my birthday, and I had a bunch of drinks. And then the next day, you know, you go back into the same bar expecting it to be like a fun time, and you walk in there and you sit down, and this, you know, girl sits down. She works there, you know her, and she says, "It's my birthday today. You know, it's October 6th. It's my birthday today." I'm like, "Well, it was my birthday yesterday." And she looked at me square in the face and she said, "Well, yesterday's already over." And I was like, I'm going to go home and write a song about that. And then I did that very day and wrote this song back to front, right there, front to back. And it's been in the repertoire for some time.
Excellent. Here's Cobra Sniper on CJSF. Yeah. That was amazing, guys. Woo! All right. Okay, and ladies and gentlemen, we are going to hear something that has not been, it's not produced, basically. Or it is produced,
it's
but
brand
it's not.
New. It hasn't been released.
It hasn't
this
been
is
released.
Cutting edge.
Yes, we have the exclusive. I can't believe this. Okay, so tell me about this brand new song, Rob.
Exclusive release. Well, you know, I was coming through the financial district one time in my car, you know, I don't know, about a year ago, and this guy in a big SUV cut me off. And like almost crashed into me, and I was really mad, and I got out of my car, and I was like, what are you doing, you da-da-da-da-da, you know, and I got really upset. And then he drove off, and I went home, and I grabbed my guitar, and I wrote this song.
All right, yeah. And
so you channel the negative from traffic into music or into positivity by being lovely and an artist, then hey, the dark and the light make more sense.
Yes, and you heard it here first, right here on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. This one's called In It for the Money.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back with more Cobra Sniper after John in the House's messages.
Thank you, DJ Meddy. This is John in the House's weekly What Is On in, this time, Vancouver. We're back from our road trip across Canada. And so today is Thursday, July the 11th. On Thursdays, there's a lot of open mics and blues jams in your neighborhood. Go check that out and support the local musicians in your neighborhood. Well, this is off Facebook events happening now, VHJ Summer Stage. Let's hear it for Yale Town 2024 at the Bill Curtis Square in Yale Town. This Saturday, Chen Baker live at the second floor Gastown. It's located at the second floor Gastown. Tomorrow at 7 p.m., Crafting the Shakuhachi Bamboo Flute of Japan. Demonstration and performance by Alvin Ryuzen Ramos at the Sabi Tea Arts. This Saturday at 7 p.m., Dreams to Reality on Commercial Drive at Lombardo's Restaurant. This Saturday at 7 p.m., Millville Live at Guilt and Company. That is down by Gassy Jack Statue. Thursday at 6 p.m., Misery Signals at the Pearl. The Pearl on Granville Street. Thursday at 10 p.m., Amtrak DJ North American Tour 2024 in Vancouver at the Village Studios. This Saturday at 10 p.m., Boom Daddy Reggae at Number 1 Alexander Street. This Saturday at 1 p.m., Brock House Summer Fair Concert. That's at 3875 Point Grey Road in Vancouver. Thursday, 5 p.m., Red Truck Live Music. Holy Crow at the Red Truck Beer. Thursday at 10 p.m., Quickness at Number 1 Alexander Street. Next Thursday, July 18th at 7 p.m., Becky Hill at the Hollywood Theater in Vancouver in Kits. Monday, July the 15th at 9 p.m., Uno Mas at the Guilt and Company. Friday, July 19th at 9 p.m., Gigantic, the East Van 90th Party at the Wise Hall, located at 1882 Adanac Street, in just up from Commercial Drive, going east. Tuesday, July the 16th at 7 p.m., Diggable Planets, reaching the 30th Summer Tour in Vancouver at the Vogue Theater. Wednesday, July the 17th, through to July 18th, Still Woozy Love Seat Tour. There's two shows at the Commodore Ballroom. Monday, July 15th at 7:30, Eller Girls Choir Concert. Let Me Be at the Carisdale Presbyterian Church. Next Saturday, July 20th at 10 p.m., Mingwa. That's spelled M-N-G-W-A, at Number 1 Alexander Street. That looks all from Facebook listings. Now a few from the good old Roxy Cabaret. Thursday, July 11th at 8 p.m., Drew McKay with Monroe and Laidway. That show goes on to 10:45 p.m. Then after those shows, usually there's great one of five Roxy house bands that come and entertain you to the wee hours of the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. July 12th, Friday, is Ophelia Falling with Guest, 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. July 13th, Taylor Swift Dance Party. That goes from 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Sunday, July the 14th, at the Roxy, come and enjoy their line dancing. Line dancing instructors with live band. Sunday, July the 14th. Doors at 8 p.m. It runs for an hour or so to 9:30. July the 17th. Aliens at Home with the Magic Triangle and Garden Mice. This is on a Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 10:45 p.m. July 18th starts at 7 p.m. Social Villains with Saints and Sinners and the Starling Effect. Go check that show out, 7 p.m. to 10:45. Well, that's it from the Roxy this week and next week. Enjoy your weekend coming up and leave your keys at home. Put sunscreen on if you're out and keep hydrated. This is John in the House saying thank you for listening to this week's show and I'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Thank you, John in the House. And guess who else plays at the Roxy?
Cobra Sniper.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Okay, so tell us about some dates.
Well, we just played the Roxy on Saturday with another band called Danksy, and they were a lot of fun, and there was a huge crowd there, and I can't believe that there's a scene at the Roxy. It's amazing. You know, you can go down there, you can watch live music every night of the week, and you can watch an all-original band every night of the week as well. Live Acts Canada is booking to the Roxy regularly. Our next gig there is on August 3rd on the Saturday night there, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Tickets are available on our website, cobrasniper.com, and then our next gig after that is at the Portside Pub on September 13th. Which is going to be the best because that's my mom's birthday and it's Friday the 13th. Come
what?
On.
Friday the 13th. Ooh, vampires, come on out.
All right. Okay. All right. And you're going to play your next song called Dynamite.
Dynamite. Yes. Dynamite has been around for a while. It was written about a lovely lady that's now, of course, my wife. But, you know, she's dynamite, right? And so it was actually a song I wrote, 10 years ago in a different mode. And so what was cool is to, go back. And most artists, you know, when they write something, they don't go back and rewrite a song. But I went back and rewrote it because the chords were so good. I thought, well, these are fun chords. Let's keep it alive. So we'll give it a go.
Here's Dynamite on CJSF.
Dresses.
That was dynamite. Dynamite. Awesome. Okay, we're going to get to a break and we'll be back.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
That's right. If you want to volunteer, yes, go to cjsf.ca and click on the volunteer, and all the info will be there. All righty. So we're going to talk about your musical influences.
Nice.
Yes. Awesome. And we like to promote female musicians here at CJSF. Tell me, who did you listen to back in the day?
I mean, I have to say, you know, some of the first initial female influences were like, you know, Joni Mitchell and Joan Jett. Come on.
Oh, like, yeah. Who doesn't love Joan Jett?
The sledgehammer guitars and the riffs. Blondie. And, I mean, my God, Cherry Bomb and all that stuff is fantastic. But, like, for me, you know, I always was looking toward the technically competent players, like, that are, like, you know, Eddie Van Halen's and things like that. And for me, like, Nancy Wilson was for sure, like, one of those people, you know. I mean, everybody knows that her sister is this amazing voice, but, you know, Nancy Wilson, to me, is, like, still an unsung hero of the guitar because, A, amazing, B, the riffs, unbelievable, the leads, come on, ridiculous, you know, and fantastic, you know. Obviously, you know, there are a lot of others to choose from as well. What do you think, Greg?
I always fall back on one of my favorite bands at the time, which was Concrete Blonde.
Oh,
and
nice.
Jeanette Napolitano. Just the bass playing, the singing, I saw her live. She's just like smooth as butter, but raspy. Just I love it.
Nice.
Love it.
Amazing.
All right.